You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are, guys, our last break of the day. On this Wednesday, we got to say a special thank you to Dr. Ian K. Smith, who joined us after a minute. It's been a minute, but he came back to talk about his brand new book called Plant Power, which is available online and wherever you buy books. It's all about flip your plate, change your weight. The name of the book, again, is called Plant Power. Thank you, Dr. Ian.
That's catchy.
Flip your plate, change your weight. Mm-hmm.
That's what we need
plant-based.
To do.
Yep.
I need to flip my plate, bowl, sauce,
cup. I'm not going to flip my chicken off my plate, though. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to eat this chicken.
Yeah, all he right, was just Steve. Suggesting. I kind of listened to it, though, because I'm going to do it, because I just text everybody involved with my program and told them I want to change 2 meals a day to all plants.
Nice.
At least 2 meals a day. Mm-hmm. You know, but, you know.
Good. Wellness
that,
Wednesday.
It's never nothing wrong with that. But I'll tell you something else that could help you out, too. Here's my closing remarks. I want to remind everybody, Oprah had been on TV for years talking about dream boards. And the first time I saw a dream board was in 1974. Friend of mine named Marvelous Marvin Horton. I was in his dorm room one day, and on his mirror he had what he called a treasure map. And on this treasure map he had things on it, and to graduate in 4 years, that was his plan. To pledge Omega Psi Phi, that was his plan. And he had several other things, but he had a treasure map and he had timelines on it. And I'd never seen that. And I stopped him. I said, hey, Marvelous. I said, what is this right here? He said, this was like a treasure map, man. Later to learn, it was what's called a vision board. He said, but this is how I put the things in front of me, my goals and hopes and wishes and aspirations. He graduated in 4 years. He is a member of Omega Psi Phi. And he's retired now. He worked in the... defense for the government, and he's retired now. I watched this cat pretty much do all the things he said he was going to do. Well, that was the first time I saw a vision board, or what he called a treasure map. What I later discovered was they were called vision boards, and I started mine later on in life. I wish I knew what my friend knew in 1974, but I didn't. I just didn't. And part of what I want to talk to you about is it don't matter when you learn it, as long as you learn it. Because the application of wisdom, faith, and understanding is never too late for that. It could be the right time for you. The fact that I didn't have a vision board didn't stop the fact that I should have them. Well, right now, I'm probably on my sixth or seventh vision board. I just had my son come over Sunday. We sat outside, cooked outside at the kitchen, and I had him redo my vision board. My son was talking to me. He said, "Wow, Dad, do you know, man, that everything you put on your vision board, you have to change because it comes true?" And that's what I want to talk to you all about, the power of that vision board. Don't think or don't underestimate the power of writing it down. Don't underestimate the power of putting up a visual. Now, I'm a picture guy, so I do very well with pictures, demonstration. If I had known that about myself in college, I probably could have graduated. I probably could have been an okay student had I understood that I'm a visual learner. I don't like words and then try to recall and then tell you back on a test what I read. I ain't gonna really remember all that. But if you got some pictures and you put it in the form of a story, oh, my ass is good at that. But what I've learned is the power of this vision board for you is a spiritual thing. And don't think it don't apply to you. And the fact that you ain't never had one don't mean that this ain't the time for you to start to have one. I put my vision boards on my cell phone because I have nothing in my hand more than I have my cell phone. So when my home screen, the wallpaper setting, home screen setting, every time it pops up, it's my vision board. Because I'm always on the phone talking business, plans, all this here. Every vision board I've ever had has come true. And it's come true in a way that I didn't really think about it. Because on my new vision board, I put two very important things on there. God's will. And the way that I ensure God's will is I incorporate a lot more prayer in my life. And the other important thing I put on there is God's timing, which requires my faith. Because I've learned to stop asking for God, telling him when to do it or how to do it. I trust in his will is better than my knowledge or understanding. And his timing is going to be different from mine. So I put that on my vision board. I put dollar amounts on my vision board. I put vision for my foundation. I put vision that I have for other people. I have vision for how I want to change people's lives. I put all of that on there, and it comes true. I put on there companies that I want to do business with. I've had to take them off because I'm in business with them. I'm telling you, man, the power of a vision board. Don't overlook it. Go online and learn how to make a vision board if you need to. But you can start with a list of stuff. But I like pictures because I'm a visionary guy. I'm telling y'all, man, start using vision boards and look at them every day and just read it. I'm telling you, it comes true. It requires your faith and belief in it, and that's really the beginning. Now, if you're willing to put the hard work behind it, boom, all your dreams can come true. That's the power of vision board. You really need to think about that. Those are my closing remarks today. And one other thing, talk to God today. He would absolutely love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva.
because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.